Blog Talk Radio.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Good afternoon on the East Coast, good morning on the West Coast, and a great day to you wherever and whenever you may be listening. My name is Jason Dias, broadcasting live from the studio of eloquentonline.net in beautiful, sunny New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof, and a long, long walk, but a short flight on the Millennium Falcon up to Charleston, South Carolina, Dr. Troy Hall.
Hey, Jason, today is an exciting day for our Power of Performance show because not only do we have hot topics, not only do we have hot hosts and hot guests, but now we've got some hot samples of food to talk about.
I did not know when we started the show someday we would talk about chili, but we're talking about it. We're going to talk about it. If you're thinking about the credit unions that we speak to each week, Dr. Troy, I would say we could probably do a whole month of shows on just the community service South Carolina Federal did this week. You guys do everything, all the 5Ks, all the backpack drives, all the food bank stuff. There's stuff that credit unions want to do, and I think all credit unions want to be a vibrant part of their community, correct?
They really do, and some of it stems from the initial beginnings of the way credit unions were formed and what are the principles that credit unions or cooperatives use as a foundation. And in the credit union model, there are three primary tiers. You know, we talk about our democratic organization and our open field of memberships that we have and how that actually works, our service to members and utilization, yep, products and services, and going to the underserved. And then the last is called social responsibility, you know, being a good corporate citizen, and what does that mean and how does that impact? So, yeah, all that all works together for us.
Yep, and that's a step that all credit unions want to do. All credit unions want to be part of their community, but there's also things that credit unions have to do, and one of those is send out statements. You have to send out statements to your members, how much money is in this account, how much money is in that account, how many payments until I own that car that I got the great rate on at the credit union. And if you want great statement solutions, please check out our friends. And today, our guest at XDI.com, xraydeltaindia.com. If you can save money on your statement solutions, you can spend more money on your community and social purposes. And today we've got our good buddy Greg Hancock on the show. We've had his dad on the show. We've had his mom on the show. And generationally speaking, Dr. Troy, what do you call it? We tie the knot. We complete the circle by talking to Greg today.
We do. We will connect the dots. We will tie it together. And this is a family that truly believes in the power of performance, like the name of our show, because we ask the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? So we ask, is your chili a brand? Would you leave the people tasting it wanting more?
That is the name of the game. We're going to talk to Greg Hancock about the XDI, the 2017 iteration of the XDI Chili Challenge. And we'll do it all right after this on the show where the talk is hot, but the hosts are
not as hot as the food.
Not as hot today. Not as hot as the food.
Man, when I'm listening to the Power of Performance, I just can't decide who's hotter, Jason or Troy.
Well, you can't tell by the way I use my voice. I'm a woman's man. No time to talk. You need love.
Tough one today. I think the chili's probably hotter. His name is Greg Hancock. Hey, Greg, how are you?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
It is so great to have you on the show. Finally. All right. It's our third year covering the XDI Chili Challenge. I when I first heard about this, I thought this is a fun, this is a unique event. This is not like every other rubber chicken dinner conference, PowerPoint, whatever. It really was something that caught my attention. Tell us about it.
Well, sure, Jason. I got to tell you, I certainly appreciate how much you've gotten behind this event. It is something that we wanted to be exciting. I mean, I'm sure it sounds really strange at first that a document vendor that's known for processing statements and notices is now doing a chili cook-off. But I assure you, there's a good reason. I mean, we've been working with credit unions now for 20 years. So 5 years ago, we wanted to try to find some sort of way that we could create a fun event that would allow credit unions to network, to have fun, to raise money for charity. So we came up with the idea of holding a first annual Credit Union Chili Challenge. And it was so successful, we decided to make it an annual event. And we're excited. It's grown every year. This year, the event is going to be on August 5th. Credit unions from across the country are invited to travel here to Southern California to the Del Mar Thoroughbred Club racetrack, and they are competing for $14,000 in total prize money to donate to their favorite charities. So our cook-off is also sanctioned by the International Chili Society, which means the first-place winner of our cook-off also qualifies to compete at the World Championship Chili Cook-off in October, and that's for a chance to win another $5,000 for their charity and obviously
wow.
some serious bragging rights. So we invite all credit unions to come out and participate. The judges consist of the CEOs from each of the participating credit unions. We also invite some other industry executives and members of the credit union news media to come judge. And we're really excited this year because the Credit Union Chili Challenge is going to be aligned with the Del Mar Racetrack's Country Festival. So they're expecting over 20,000 attendees. So
wow.
the horses are going to be racing. There's going to be a car show, a mechanical bull. And at the end, there's going to be a concert by country superstar by Billy Currington. So it should be a great time. I really hope everyone will come out and join us.
Wow. Once again, more excitement than you can
exactly.
imagine. I mean, you know, and for the show here, you know, we're real excited because for the past couple of years, we've had the winners on the show. And one of the things that we've always recognized is that, you know, they want to win for their charity, very proud about being able to do for the charity, but they still get bragging rights. So tell us from your perspective about the competitors and how seriously they take it, and just give us a little bit more of a flavor of the experience if we were there tasting it ourselves.
Well, you're right, Dr. Troy. I mean, these guys, at first you think these are just a bunch of amateurs coming out to cook some chili, but I tell you what, they take it really seriously. And I think part of the reason is they're not just cooking chili for themselves. They're coming out and they're representing their credit union. And, you know, there isn't some competition that goes on amongst these credit unions, and they want the bragging rights. They want to say that they're the best. In fact, you know, we tell them when they ask, you know, how do we pick a team? And we say, hey, that's up to you. You can determine however you want who your best chef is going to be, but what we found is a lot of these credit unions now have decided to host their own chili cook-offs internally so that they can try to find out who their best chef really is, and then they send that winning team to our event. So they're encouraging each of their departments at the credit union to prepare their best chili, bring it into a crock pot, and then they either let their judges or their executives judge, or they'll let their employees judge. We've even seen some of the credit unions invite members and make it a really big member-facing event. It's really cool.
Wow, that is actually cool. We had your mom on this show, and we were talking about it. And last year, the winner, they told us that the secret ingredient was chorizo. I have a bunch of your chili packets here in the studio, and the other night I made it with venison, and that's deer meat for people that don't go out and hunt their own protein. But it was amazing. I love chili. I grew up in Texas. Chili is something that you know you can have it on a Frito pie, you can have it on a hot dog, you can just make it as a meal, and that's really, really cool. But I like what you said about getting people excited at the credit union level. If people have questions about how to get their own chili challenge going at their individual credit union, should they give you a call? Should they, you know, maybe look at the website? Tell us about that.
Well, you know, one of the things you just said about chili is what makes it so much fun is the fact that everyone has a favorite chili recipe, right? I mean,
yeah.
someone's grandmother
Absolutely.
Made the best chili ever, and that's what makes chili so unique is there's a lot of different ways to do
yes.
it. So
yes.
what we wanted to do this year for credit unions is try to make it as easy as possible for those credit unions that may want to send a team and they want to host their own event. So if that's the case, we actually have created a chili cook-off kit. It's available on our website. You can go to xdi.com. And for any credit union that signs up with us and lets us know that they're going to have a cook-off, XDI will actually supply each credit union with their own customized first-place plaque. We'll put the credit union's logo on it for their winner. We'll supply official judging cups so that they can ensure that the judging is truly blind judging. You don't want people just looking at the crock pot and going, oh, that's Bob, so I'm going to vote for him. And then if they download the kit itself, we actually have suggestions on how to host a credit union cook-off, a supply checklist, the suggested rules, judging and scoring sheets. We've even included an email template and a poster so that the credit unions have a way to promote it to their own employees. We really tried to think about everything a credit union might need to host that event and how can we make that as turnkey and possible for them.
Awesome.
Wow. I mean, it really does sound really great. So even like a credit union that might be coming into the area that's not really local, let's say that they want to bring, this special recipe and their entry in, do they have to worry about the cooking equipment there, or is it just as simple as you said before? It's just a packet, the electrical plug is here, bring your crock pot, we plug it in. I mean, or is there a whole lot they have to do?
Well, once they've picked their team and they know who's coming, they need to bring the recipe, they need to bring their ingredients, and they do need to bring their cooking utensils. But other than that, XGI is going to supply the tents, the tables, the chairs, and we provide the Coleman stove with the propane. So we're trying to make this as simple for them to get there, but they are responsible for their ingredients and their utensils.
Okay, that's exactly. And what we were asking about is that you do your own local chili challenge at your credit union. Let's say you send the winner down to Del Mar this year. You just need your utensils and your ingredients, and XDI provides everything else. It sounds like a very, very fun event. When we had your mom on the show, I asked her if chili – I suggested that to me chili, like – jazz, is uniquely American. That's a uniquely American food. And she agreed.
Absolutely.
She agreed with that. And I love that. But I know you guys are located on the West Coast for people on the East Coast and other parts of the country. It does seem kind of far away. But last year, I implored credit unions to simply pick one conference that they felt they could skip a year and come down to the Chili Challenge and apply those discretionary funds to some travel for a few people. The winners 2 years ago was just two young ladies. I mean, it doesn't have to be, we're talking about sending 25 people to a conference or anything like that. I think at the end of the day, the number one question to ask the credit union audience, because we believe in cooperation, we believe in networking with one another. Greg, why should credit unions come to the 2017 XDI Chili Challenge?
Well, it's funny you say it, Jason, because you're right. A lot of the times the reason people go to these conferences, obviously they're hoping to learn something, but when they're at a conference, they're there to network. And that's what we wanted to do by creating this event, is giving an opportunity for credit unions to get together. In fact, Bill Burney, he's the CEO at Pacific Marine Credit Union, and he is a huge supporter of this event.
We've had him on the show.
He sends out letters and challenges a bunch of the other CEOs to see if they can come out and beat him. And they asked him why does his credit union participate. And if I hope he doesn't mind me quoting him, but when he was asked, he said, anything that you can do that's going to bring your staff together, have fun, and raise money for charity at the same time is a huge positive for any credit union. So, you know, we took that to heart, and we wanted to find a way that we could make that even bigger, especially on the networking side. So this year, brand new, we're going to be hosting a cocktail reception on August 4th, which is the night before the chili cook-off, and that's going to give all the credit unions an opportunity to really meet each other, to network, and I suspect, needless to say, there's probably going to be a little bit of smack talk going on as they start to debate about who's going to win the cook-off the next day. But in the end, it's all about credit unions coming together and raising money for charity.
That's awesome. Hey, listen, Greg, we are, like I said, you guys are a sponsor of the show. When I first heard about this, I think it was on LinkedIn, I think I destroyed, at the time, my iPhone 5C. I called you guys so many times. I wanted to get you on the show so bad, and your dad came on. It was such a great show. On behalf of Dr. Troy Hall and myself, we hope you have a great, great event this year. I hope I'm there. I hope Dr. Troy can figure out a way to send somebody from his credit union out there, and anybody listening, if you can get there. It is a unique and fun event that captures all the learning potential of your everyday credit union conference, networking and meeting people from around the country. But at the end of the event, you're not just taking back an expense report to turn in. You're taking back a check if you win to give to your favorite charity, Orange County Hospital, Cancer Society, so many great causes over the 3 years we've been covering this. Greg, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thanks for your support. We appreciate it. We hope everyone will come out and join us.
Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate you.
Awesome. Great job. Great job. And it's Final Thoughts with Dr. Troy right after this. Final thoughts, Dr. Troy.
When we talk about community involvement, specifically in the credit union arena, one of the things that we always remember fundamentally is that we are developed not for charity, but for service. So when we talk about the layers of the cooperative principles that all credit unions fall under, seven of which all cooperatives have adopted internationally in 1995, they fall into these categories: the democratic organization of the credit unions, the service to members, and the social responsibilities. So when we do an activity like a chili challenge, a chili cook-off, we do something where we bring people together, and we do so for the benefits of charity. We are reminding ourselves that in that process that we're raising money, it's not just the feel-good moment that occurs when you raise the money, but it is how that money can be used in order to provide dignity to the cause, to the individuals who might need to access the cause, and also to be able to provide some level of sustainability. So when those monies and funds are provided to those charities, what those charities do, they don't just turn around and automatically dispense that money to individuals. They make sure that the individuals understand how to use any of the funding, the support, or the programs that those monies provide for, so that the individuals can break the cycle of hopelessness and helplessness. And that is how the financial cooperative model today can be used in order to solve some world development issues by looking at how we contribute in that layer of social responsibility and provide a way that we can not only feel good at the moment, but we can also do good and do good for a long period of time.
My name is Jason Dias, broadcasting live from the studio of eloquentonline.net in beautiful New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof. His name is Dr. Troy Hall from the holy city of Charleston, South Carolina, where even when it rains,
you will still see sunshine.
Until next week, we'll talk to you all next week. Take care.